Yo, welcome everyone to the Chris Trash Podcast, and I'm your host, Chris Trash. I'm here today with the CEO of Comic Crusaders, Al Mega, aka my brother. So lots of toy news going on these last few weeks, man. And I want to start off with the SDCC exclusives. Everybody's been talking about them. We've been searching the web. I have a lot of news to go on with the exclusives, and it's very exciting. Alex, I know you're on your way. I mean, hopefully you'll be on your way over there.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed, man. Thank you for bringing that up. So, yeah, Comic Crusader got invited this year as press. So, you know, that's a free pass. But I live on the East Coast. So right now the GoFundMe is at half, and I have the Critics TV, shout out to them, trying to help us out as well and trying to get us some sponsorship dollars. You know, that's available to businesses out there. So listen up.
Awesome.
Anyway,
awesome.
Yeah, but it's going well. And with that, dude, yeah, the exclusives that keep being announced daily and you keep teasing me with is just going to leave me with very empty pockets.
Oh, trust me, me and you both.
Yeah, I folks, this guy, every time a new one comes out, he's like, yo, I'm going to need you to do this. I need him to pay for a whole piece of luggage. Where this is going.
It's so true, man. So many cool stuff coming out. I just don't know what to get, man. Some of them I could definitely, like, live without, but I don't know, man. I wish I was really going on. I wish you could, like, sneak me inside your suitcase or something, you know? I could, like, turn into Ant-Man, you know?
Oh, that
call
would be
up
cool,
your butt or something,
right?
You know?
Take the whole family if I could shrink everybody. Hell yeah, let's go.
That'd be great.
Take the whole CC family with SCCC. Hey, come over here to Rhode Island. I'll shrink you. And then we hit SCCC. You know what I mean? No problem. Just pay for your luggage. I got to make money somehow, bro. I got to win up my toys. All right. So I know you've been sending me stuff, man. Which is the one that has caught your eye the most?
Well, really what caught my attention when I, you know, what really caught my attention was the necklace exclusives. And when they were revealed about a few weeks ago, I was so hyped to get them. But honestly, it was so hard to get them because the website crashed immediately, like, so fast. And, like, it was sold out, like, in minutes. And I'm talking about the set that everybody, I think, is going for is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles set, which includes Shredder, Two-Foot Soldiers, and Master Splinter. Did you check that out?
That's
beautiful.
The set?
Yes, it's a four pack set.
So, but it's just
and
it's just
I think
Splinter.
It's retailing for $125, I believe.
Already? I mean, was that the set price or
that's
the collector's
set price?
Okay.
That's the set price. It's four figures. I believe that's what it is.
What about the articulation on them?
You know what? I actually have the GameStop exclusives.
Yeah.
That came out not so long ago from the movie. And I have them in box, but I've seen a lot of reviews and articulation seems pretty well on them. I won't be surprised if these are the same because they look amazing and they come with a ton of accessories. Shredder looks really, really, really cool. He comes with a cloth cape. He comes with his little foot soldier. He comes with his.
Is he actually furry or is it plastic type? Or is he furry?
What do you mean?
You know what? Splinter is a mouse.
Oh, wait, no, he's plastic. He's plastic. Okay. He just got his robe. That would be really cool if it was furry. But he got his robe is all torn up. Like
there's enough
movie,
rats in New York to get skin to make, original Splinter skins.
Yeah. And he does look like New York City rat because those New York City rats are freaking huge.
Yeah, he's actually normal size.
He's normal size. And what else? You know what? That's the set that I think everybody's looking for. And it's already like people who already were able to snag a set, it's already on eBay going for $250 to $300.
Damn. So on the speculation side, is it already going for double?
Already. As soon as these things goes on sale, they go on eBay right away, man. And they get bought. And, you know.
So do you think that. All right. That was on that pre sale for the website. Is that. This is also going to be an SDCC exclusive, you said, though, right? What's the difference?
They only had a limited amount for sale for people who can't go to.
Oh, okay. So there's still SDCC branding, so there's no difference, really.
Yeah, there's no difference.
But
there's no difference.
But SDCC, I could still get it at cost.
Yes, you can still get it at cost, which is, I was correct, $125.
Mm.
So, that the cost of that. It's, you know what, honestly, it's four figures. It comes with a whole bunch of accessories. It's worth the price for this. It's not like, and I'm going to jump far. I can't jump into it yet because there's a lot of more. But I'll come back. I'll come back to that in a few.
I get it. It's about, it comes off to about $30, $30 to $50 a figure, just about, no?
Yeah. But, the, you know, some of the exclusives make up for it and how, you know, they look really cool. You know what I mean? And it's something that I would spend $125
so,
on.
So would you open it?
No, I would not open it. You know what? Honestly, I'm going to tell you this right now. Before, you know, I love posing my fingers and, you know, like doing cool action shots. But lately, you know, I've been a mock collector and maybe so they got older or, and, you know, I don't know what it is, but I don't know. I want to keep them in packaging now. Sometimes, don't get me wrong, I want to feel like open them and start posing them up because I got some really cool shit. But, you know, I hold back. But it's, you know, I won't open these guys. I'll keep them in there for a long time since my TMT GameStop exclusives are already in package.
Yeah, guys, if you ever see this, well, at least when I remember him being back home in NY before he moved to PA, this guy's wall. Oh, my God. I don't think I ever had that many toys.
Man, I, you know
I
what,
wish
man,
I was it small, was though, so I could break them like you did mine. But again.
that addiction grew real fast, man. I swear, man. Like, I think I started off with collecting wrestling figures, actually, the WWE Mattel wrestling figure. I got hooked on collecting those. I actually had a whole Instagram page about it. We were called, me and my brother had a page. We were called DC Outsiders Elite, and it was dedicated to wrestling toys. And that's where I collected.
You guys not doing that no more?
Oh, no, we're in the worst of doing something again together. We just, you know, we went our own way. I started collecting different stuff. He decided to do his other page, you know what I mean? Like, but now we're, you know, we want to work together again, so.
Actually, I kind of like this that you brought up the wrestling stuff, because you also put me onto something that's really cool and wrestling related.
Oh, yes. You know what? What we want to talk about is AEW, actually. It's a new wrestling promotion that's out, and they had a pay-per-view recently called Double or Nothing, and it was amazing. It brought me back to what the Attitude Era was when I was watching wrestling oh my God, dude, it was with the, I know you heard of Goldust, right, Al?
Oh, of course, man. He's a legend. Yeah.
Yeah, so Goldust and his brother's doing the big promotional. He's like the president of AEW, I believe.
Oh, word. And, owns that?
Excuse me.
So what Rhodes owned this? Wait.
No,
how many
he's,
kids?
He's not. He's not really owner. He's just like.
But he's a Rhodes like, though. Dusty, he's still Dusty.
He's a Rhodes. Yeah, he's the youngest son of Dusty Rhodes, which is Cody Rhodes.
Oh shit! Okay.
And he was in WWE. His name was Cody Rhodes, and then they actually.
Yeah, I remember Cody. That
they
was
made
one
Cody
that
right.
I started kind of like forgetting about it for me. I started going for me at
that time. Yeah, you know why? Like, Cody Rhodes' character was really cool, man. Like, he was a good character, but then they switched him to, like, his brother. They made him into this character called Stardust. And it worked.
Okay.
It worked for a little bit, but then he wasn't happy with how they were using him. And you know, he felt like, you know, I don't want to be what my brother is, you know what I mean? I want to be Cody Rhodes.
Yeah,
you know?
His own entity, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, he went back to WWE in the back and told them all, like, I want to be Cody Rhodes, and they kept giving him false promises, you know, and then he just got tired. He says, you know what, I'm just going to do my own thing, and he asked for his release. They let him go. He was gone. He can't even use his Rhodes last name, though. They have a name. They have been on hold. Yeah, they have to go by Cody. He can't go by Cody Rhodes in wrestling.
That's his last name.
Like, that's what I'm saying. It's so fucked up. WWE is so messed up for that.
That's the Vince thing, though. You got to make sure. Steve Austin once said it. You got to be there. You got to make sure you say, my name is my name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that, Vince is Vince is like the Lex Luthor of wrestling, yo.
Yeah, that's why I think, a lot of people, I'm telling you, they're going to leave WWE, and he's making it harder for them to leave WWE.
Didn't another big wrestler, like one of their biggest stars, left and showed up?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. His name is Dean Ambrose. Yeah, Dean Ambrose was a very good wrestler in WWE. He was part of the Shield with Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, and he asked for his release because, you know, they were making him do stupid storylines, and he would pitch these ideas to them, and they wouldn't listen to him. Like, Vince McMahon would keep saying, oh, this is a good storyline, this is some good shit, this is some good shit. And he, you know, I just heard it on a Chris Jericho podcast, and yeah, he just wasn't happy either. So then he just went to AEW. He went to New Japan Wrestling. He's doing big things. He's getting paid $6 million.
What?
Yes, that's his contract for AEW. $6 million.
What?
Yes.
Yo, man. Yo, that's for y'all dudes and everybody that talks shit about wrestling. You hear this money?
Yeah, that man, he's making crazy money. He's doing way better. He's doing way better.
I've never in my life heard of a wrestler making that type of money. I mean, unless they were making movies, you know, you look at everything.
But, yeah, man, he's doing big things now. Now that he's gone, he's already won a title. He went to New Japan Wrestling. Like, and that's a good thing. They and WWE can't go to other promotions. With this promotion, you're allowed to go to different places establish your name. Yes, and that's a good thing about it. A lot of people are wanting to leave WWE to join AEW. I just read an article that a lot of superstars from WWE had contacted AEW management and asked them to see if they have any spots. So
listen, I was an old school wrestling fan, and I know that for a fact this is something that Vince's own father told him. Don't buy everything. Competition is healthy. But Vince didn't listen to dad and try to buy the competition all out. And now look at him. It's working against them. That's bad business, man.
It is bad because you know what? WWE is so boring. They keep using the same people. It's just so boring, man.
To be honest, I turned it on the other day, and I was like, what is this, a soap opera?
Yeah,
there was no
man.
Wrestling going on. What is this crap?
They have this one thing going on for them that I really like in WWE, and it's a character named Bray Wyatt, and he has this whole thing going on called the Firefly Funhouse, and it's some weird, cool. It's cool. It's like, I don't know, he's playing like some, what's his name, Mr. Rogers type, but a scary version of Mr. Rogers. And he has
an
this
even creepier Mr. Rogers, bro.
Yeah. But he has this cool mask that he puts on at the end, like, and it's made by Tom Savini, actually. And
Tom Savini, really?
Yeah, Tom Savini made the mask. So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, you know. And he's just been doing these little episodes on TV, and he hasn't wrestled yet with his new gimmick. And this is a reinvented Bray Wyatt, like, so they're trying to reinvent this character again, and it's pretty cool. And I'm excited. That's the only thing that WWE got going for me right now. Nothing else. It's entertainment for me, actually. But I can't wait for AEW. I think they have another pay per view going at the end of August, I think. I think it's August 31st. They sold out within minutes. I think 15 minutes they sold out. And you want to hear something? There's a pay-per-view of WWE going on tonight, and they still have seats available, I believe.
Wow.
So, and you know what they were doing, too? They couldn't sell tickets, so they were giving you two-for-one deals, man. So you buy one ticket, you get the actual. Yes. So you know what? People are not happy, you know? So
that's the fans talking right there. And they're talking the right way, with their pockets. You don't need to protest and tell people to ban shit. If you don't like something, just don't go. Talk with your money. And that's actually, that's good. I hope that, Vince turns around, man. Again, WWE, formerly WWF, it's classic, man. I don't want to see it die, you know?
Me neither, because, you know, that's part of my childhood, man. I don't want to see it die either. But you know, honestly, who needs to take over, who would do a great job at doing it? Because he's doing an amazing job with NXT, and it's Triple H, because he knows what the fuck he's doing, honestly. You know what I mean? He knows exactly what he's doing.
What happened with Triple that he's not with W?
Excuse me?
What happened? He left WWE?
No. Actually, no, he's in WWE. I'm sorry. NXT is another promotion that WWE has.
Oh, it's
Yeah, that's where they start off, you know what I mean? And then they jump to the main roster.
That's
you know,
where the jobbers go.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's great. It's great. It's awesome,
so,
dude. The
so
rest
you think
of
that's
awesome.
The move then? Push Triple H towards that type of management.
Yep, 100%.
Why not Shane?
Dr. Shane is just like his dad. He sucks too, bro. I mean, Shane, I don't know. Like, Shane could be okay, but I think Triple A's got more of a... I don't want a McMahon running it, honestly. I would have...
You think from a real wrestler perspective, running it,
yes,
having that experience,
yes,
he will understand more.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, because, you know, Vince McMahon was doing great before back in the day. I don't know what happened to him. Like,
greed.
He got old.
Is that that song,
greed.
Right? It said power, money, greed is the
yeah.
monster.
Yeah.
For real.
And it's crazy, man. I love WWE, but they have to step it up. They have to do some. Listen, through Raw is 3 hours, right? Hopefully the 2 hours guy granted could be up watching it, and the third hour should be back to like some TV 14, you know what I mean? Like, have some blood, have some chair
yeah,
shots.
Absolutely. And
you
that
know?
Last hour should be the most violent hour on TV.
Yes.
I'm not promoting violence. I mean, saying just in the wrestling perspective, people, before you start sending me any emails sent to Chris.
Listen, it's great, man. Honestly, man, violence when it comes to wrestling brings attention. People like it, honestly. Look at UFC. They have this new thing, have bare knuckle fighting that's trying to get it's trying to get worldwide. I was watching documentary.
You say
it's
UFC.
Crazy.
We were watching Ridiculousness earlier. Shout out to that show because it's hysterical. And there was a UFC match where some guy puts a dude in a headlock, but puts him on the floor. And when he puts him on the floor, kind of DDTs him. When he gets DDT'd, the dude actually shot himself and it went through the pants.
Dude, when
the dude got up, it dripped out of the side of his shorts. It was disgusting.
Threw up in my mouth a little bit.
When he could actually say, "This dude beat the shit out of me," literally. It was disgusting.
Oh, that's disgust. He can actually say that.
Well, all right. I know there was something else also that you mentioned. No, just to keep the show flowing here, because we're getting into wrestling, but I want to get back to the toys for a minute, because you showed me a cool toy from a wrestling legend that's coming out.
Actually, this is an amazing toy. I used to watch the commercial all the time on TV. The commercial came out at least about, like 10 times a day, because I think they really wanted you to eat a fucking Slim Jim.
I'm
talking about the fucking Slim Jim theme, Macho Man Randy Savage action figure. It's a SDCC Mattel Elite exclusive, and it's fucking dope, man. I want it, and the packaging is like the fucking...
It's a Slim Jim box.
It's a dope. Slim Jim box, you know?
I'm
going to
show my
it's
wife,
amazing.
Lady. Lashes Lady. Shout out to my beautiful wife. Yo, look at this Macho Man. Remember the Slim Jim? Look how the package is, like the Slim Jim box. And look at him. What do you think? Doesn't that look cool? She's over here nodding her head in appreciation. And yes,
oh, the jacket looks so cool. It's a snap into the Slim Jim. He comes with the Slim Jim box, you know, boxes of Slim Jim. Oh, it's such a cool
thing. Are those real Slim Jims, though?
No, they're not. I wish. They'd be really cool.
Right.
Imagine it smells. Imagine the package smells like a Slim Jim. Imagine you open it; the whole thing smells like a Slim Jim.
Dude, man, this is not bad. This is a $30 exclusive, and they're talking about that SDCC is going to be discounted from the $30.
What? $28.99? No, I'm talking about.
It's going to be just $1 off. Well, it's
$29.99. I'm thinking it'll probably be $24.99. Honestly, that's. I think that's what it would be. This was an Entertainment Earth. We were able to get an Entertainment Earth if we weren't going to SDCC. Dude, sold out in like, I'm going to say 10 minutes. Website crashed, everything. Like, I couldn't even get my hands on one. People are just buying.
Dude, I'm bugging here because I'm looking at the Entertainment Earth, and there's this website where who are the guys that are helping to distribute this particular figure. And then in there, they're talking about that Savage's brother. The genius, or as I know him, Leaping, Lanny Poffo, was grateful for the news that WWE and Mattel are paying homage to his brother, Macho Man. He said, God. Randy loved Slim Jims, and Slim Jim loved him.
Oh, man, such a look. I'm looking at these promotional pictures. They look really cool.
I have a question for you, Chris, since you're the toy expert here. They're saying that this figure comes with deluxe articulation and enhanced facial detailing. What does that mean? Because I'm not a toy guy.
Well, I'm guessing with the new WWE, what they're doing is doing. That's why Macho Man, his face looks so good. They have like I just had this new scan technology, and I've been seeing in their new. They have some new packaging now that I've been seeing. That I stopped collecting wrestling figures. But I still bump into them. I look at them when I go to Walmart or wherever. You know, they're money makers too. Honestly, you know, some of them are everywhere. But I'm guessing that this Macho Man is it's very exclusive. And
do you think it's 22 points of articulation or more?
I think it's more than 22 points. I think this is Mattel a little bit changed up. They call it Super Elite or something like that. If I'm not mistaken, they have regular Elite figures, and now they're coming out with these new kind of more a little bit more posable ones that they only came out with, I think. Three figures as of right now. They came with Ultimate Warrior. They came a two-pack of Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy and a Ronda Rousey figure that it's very, I think they're called Super Elite. I'm not sure if
who would buy the Ronda Rousey one?
I don't know. People don't like Ronda Rousey. I don't know. She's not even wrestling anymore. I don't know where she's at. I think she's trying to start a family now. You know, she's like the female Brock Lesnar in the WWE. They're trying to make her.
Oh, really? That doesn't work. Leave it alone. Well, you know, with that, let's close out this Macho Man one because it's going to get me the press here. But I want to read a quote from Lanny Poffo himself, right? And he goes, Randy wasn't special because he was chosen. He was chosen because he was special. And there would never be another.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace, man. To the legend, Macho. Ooh, yeah.
Hey, so I actually want to go back to NECA real quick because there's four more exclusives that they have. And one of them, if you guys are really into, I'm not a big Star Wars fan. I'm sorry.
Okay. You're preaching to the choir right here because, listen, I'm not to offend nobody. You know, I enjoy it, but I'm not a fanatic. You know, I'm not.
Me neither.
I don't die about it. I really don't care. And let me say something controversial. Rogue One is my favorite movie from that whole franchise.
I you know what? The only one I actually really saw was Star Wars Episode III when Darth Vader.
Oh, that's it. Give him a chance. Give him a chance, and you tell me. But for me, it was that newer one, Rogue One. You know, I really enjoyed it.
It was good,
and it leads into the first of the OGs. Right into it, dude.
Cool.
It leads right into the first one from the OG, which is what, Episode IV.
I think so. Yeah, Episode 4, you're right. No G's episode 4,
I don't think any Perez member is a fan of Star Wars.
No. With that being said, anyway, there's this SBCC exclusive is a Chia Pet Jabba the Hutt.
Chia Pet?
Yeah, I haven't seen Chia. Remember the commercials? Chia. That was my shit, actually, 90s. Actually, you know, it'd be cool to have a Chia Pet since, you know what I'm trying to do, Al? I'm trying to collect a lot of stuff from my childhood, the 90s that I remember, you know, like cartoon characters, like silly shit. Like, that's all about the Macho Man. Like, the Chia Pet, I guess, would be cool, you know. I remember seeing it on TV all the damn time.
I wonder if they would ever make a Chia Pet that grows weed.
That'd be pretty awesome. Yeah,
the Weedy Pet, you know.
Right. You know what? Since it's gonna be legalized soon, maybe Chia Pet should make a comeback, right?
Yeah, exactly, man. Like a little bong vase, but it actually you put the chia stuff, and it's actually little buds could grow.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's a freaking cool idea, man. I'm about to hit up Chia Pet. Email them real quick.
I got Weedy Pets for you.
Right. So, and it should be, you know, it should be like Cheech and Chong Head or Bob Marley or Pineapple Express guys, Dazed and Confused, you know?
Yeah, man. Or just a pineapple.
Or just a pineapple, yeah. You know, we got the reference, you know? Awesome. So the other, which is a freaking really, really cool, and you know what it reminded me of? And everyone when they first revealed this back like 2 years ago, they canceled it for some licensing reasons, but they actually changed one of the figures. But it reminded me of something you showed me a long time ago. It was a YouTube short of Batman versus Alien versus Predator.
Oh, that was so sick, right? Remember that film? Yeah.
Remember that? That was, I remember you showed me that. I was like, wow, this is really cool. And they actually have, but this is, I think, based on the comic book. There was a Batman versus Predator.
Yeah, there was.
There's a two-pack. It's based on the 1991 Batman versus Predator comic book miniseries. And it's armored Batman and Predator. Oh, man, it's really cool. It has the cloth cape. Predator looks badass. And Batman comes with a bat. Batman. It comes with a bat with some green slime on it. Batman.
Batman would not be able to beat an alien or a predator. Stop that nonsense. The only one, out of that, it was Superman has the best chance.
Superman definitely has the best chance. You know, and what's that?
Batman's not going to do that.
No, definitely. With all the gadgets he has, I don't know. And with you, you actually mentioned Superman. He's actually... there's another two-pack. I'm just still looking at these promotional pictures. But there's another two-pack that they have an exclusive of, and it's a NECA San Diego exclusive Superman versus Alien, actually. And this looks really cool, actually. Like, the Alien looks really, really cool. And Superman comes with his laser effects from his eyes. He comes with two hands, that like flying hands, and the Alien doesn't come with nothing.
And it's the OG Superman with the trunks, folks.
Yes.
And he got a grill on him. This is not the smiling Superman.
No, he's not smiling, finally. He got a mean grill now.
He's serious, boy.
And this is retailing for $60.
Yo, dude, look at his grill. He'll be looking like The Rock with the eyebrows right now.
Yeah, it looks really cool. I like this Superman. I really don't have much Superman. Actually... don't have a Superman figure.
Yeah, but I do have one. I have the one, the Michael Turner
version. Oh, nice.
Yeah, that and the Batman from that one. They look really great. I mean, Michael Turner make him look cock diesel. Like, damn, Uber diesel.
I know.
But you know, it was still great looking figures.
I remember what figure you're talking about, too. And that's a good figure you have. I remember.
It's a great looking figure. And Lely has the Supergirl from that series.
Oh, she does.
Oh, man, this series looks fantastic, though. And the posability, the action sequences I'm seeing from some of the photography for the figure, the action scenes is so great.
I know. That Batman just looks really cool. I'm seeing
I love is that laser blast from the eye, somebody did a great picture of the blast hitting the alien perfectly, and he's tilting back.
Yeah,
the packaging looks as beautiful as well with the Superman and Aliens logo.
Oh, that packaging looks beautiful. You're right. And look, it's like that old school Superman, logo. Like,
I love it. It looks fantastic. I think this is a set. How much is this one going for? Do you know?
This one is going for $60.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's two figures. Then usually, natural figures usually go for $30.
You said $60. I want to shout out to Shop. But on eBay, somebody says already pre-order $95. They're already making $35 on it.
Wow, look at that.
See, and somebody doesn't even have it yet and is running an auction on it.
Look at that. Yeah, that's what they do. That's what they do, man. I'm telling you. These scalpers are crazy.
Yeah, but that Batman, dude, that shit is serious with that Negan bat.
I know, right? The Negan bat. I'm like, what? Smashing Predator in the face. It's so funny to call him Batman for real. He has a bat.
Absolutely there. But I give a shout out to the detail of the Predator face without the helmet. Wow.
I know. That's so awesome. That's one thing that Necro always, catches is detail, man. Some figures can be fragile. They can be fragile. So, that's one thing about NECA. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be careful with what pieces you buy,
You've told me of your little nightmare. NECA, man, seriously, listen if you are, or any reps, because I know you've had personal experiences with those parts, correct?
Yes, I have.
All right, there you go. Be honest about it. What do you think that NECA really needs to improve on?
Oh, yeah, I think NECA is really, they're great fitters, like I said, but, they could be fragile. So I think that they could, use something like a better plastic or whatever they use to make their fitters more durable, I think would be a good idea for them.
So the joints are flaky?
It's not that they're pegged. That's what breaks a lot. Let's say if you're going to change Superman's hands or change his laser eyes and their pegs, they could be fragile and they could break.
So they should make that much stronger.
Okay, should make it much stronger, exactly. And because that's like I said, they did do something else too. Sometimes they have a lot of QC issues. Not a lot, but some. And one of the QC issues that I have ran into before is one leg being longer or shorter than the other. That's one thing that Yes, I have ran into a couple. I had actually a T.
No, they were hip-hop 1000.
Excuse me?
They were hip-hop players.
You're hilarious. I had a T-1000 Terminator figure that had that issue with. So I think I had another, it was a God of War Kratos figure that I had a problem with. And Jason, actually. I had a Jason figure, too, that I had a problem with that, too.
Oh, that motherfucker definitely won't catch up to you.
And with that, actually, I just mentioned the T-1000. There's actually a, that was the T-1000 I had was from Terminator 2. And they have this awesome, and I always thought about this for Netta to make this action figure. It's a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Terminator Judgment Day John Connor figure. It looks awesome, man. He comes with the fucking motorcycle that
he's getting chased down. A John with. Connor yeah. figure? Oh, that's yes. awesome.
It has more than 25 points of articulation, and it's running for $50, and it comes with his iconic dirt bike, and, oh, man, he comes with an interchangeable head, comes with a removable backpack, comes with a hacking device, and he comes with the endoskeleton arm, which is fucking dope, man.
Damn, and what's that figure going for?
You're there, Al?
And what's that going for?
This one is going for $50.
Okay. All right, that's fair. That's fair. It's a good-looking figure, too. Damn.
Yes, yes, it is. I want it. And you know what? I want a kid in my collection. I want to have, like, a little kid.
This? You see, folks, what I'm saying? I need a new piece of luggage. Here. Because he ends every single one. I want it. So that means I'm going to go stack with cash. Wait, mostly. I want to do this on Thursday for you. That's it.
Well, it's going to be hard, man. It's going to be freaking... There's a lot of shit I want, bro. I'm like, damn. And I just have to pick and choose, honestly. You know, I can't get everything, you know. Yeah. But I definitely...
Bobo Man got me with a list, too, bro.
Oh, really? Damn. What's his list? Can I hear his list? Bobo, shout out to you, Bobo. I haven't spoken to you in a minute. Hey, Bobo.
He hasn't sent it yet, but he's like, I'm going to send you... I got to give you a list. I'm going to send you some money. Like, oh, my God. He's not even asking. I'm doing this. You have no choice, mother effer.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Toy Verse, man. Check them out now since YouTube seems to have a problem with the Comic Crusaders YouTube channel right now. We've decided to establish our Instagram TV channel. So So start checking out for the Toy Verse reviews on IGTV.
Actually, can you tell us about the giveaway you have on your IGTV? Is that correct?
Bobo got a giveaway. Just watch the video. He explains it all there, yo. He got some good stuff to give away. And
I meant to watch that.
And the instructions is very, very simple, folks. And, you know, this is completely free. You know, just showing love to the people that listen.
Awesome. I might have to check out. I meant to check out that giveaway. And you know what? Let's talk about one of my favorite toy companies that I've been collecting since 2016. I love this toy company. I mean, I definitely pick and choose who I collect now because they're getting expensive, you know. And with that being said, I'm going to go with Mezco. Mezco is coming out with their Street Edition Gomez, which is their mascot for their company. And I remember you went to Toy Fair this year, right?
It was this year.
Yeah, February, and you were able to snag your hands on an Agent Gomez. That was the Agent Edition.
Okay.
Yeah, this one was the Street one, which is really, really cool. I actually pre-ordered him. He was a $90 figure with a $20 non-refundable deposit. But this toy is freaking great, man. He's badass. I love this character. He just looks really cool. So he comes with
you had mentioned right that he was the surprise hit of the show, right?
He was the surprise hit. You know, like I didn't even think. Like honestly, when I first saw him, I thought he was just really cool looking guy. I didn't know who he was. Yeah. You know, it took me a minute to find out he was a mascot too, and I was like, wow, this is a cool figure. Like, just what he came with looked really cool. I didn't think he was going to blow up like that, and he actually did. And he blew up so much that Mezco released him, like, two more times after that because people were so mad that he was a Toy Fair exclusive. He's still an exclusive because they only made a limited amount, but people, I think, really got to Mesto's head because they were really, really bitching on forums and not, I'm sorry, one where they were just really upset and complaining about that they couldn't get their hands on it. But what do you think, man? Like, it's a, these people, it's an exclusive, man. You know,
exactly.
You can't,
it's called a, you know, goddamn, you can't exclusive, make it to people.
Toy Fair. Exactly. We can't make it a Toy Fair. Then don't hate
that's
on the other
us.
Person that they
exactly.
got it.
Don't hate. You don't know? Hate. Jeez, it brushes shoulders off. That's all.
Yeah, I see, you know, the, and this, the, I love the toy community, but there's one thing that they are, they're a bunch of crybabies, man. You
oh,
know,
yeah,
if
Papa
I can,
does
if,
that South Park crybaby voice so perfect.
Yeah, he does,
that's
man.
That's the crybaby voice of the community when they don't get what they want.
It's so true, and you know what, I've learned to deal with it. Now that I'm fucking, I can't get my hands on it, you know? If I have
you
to pay, if I really
then.
Want it, if I really want it, then, you know, I just have to pay the second market value, you know what I mean?
What I believe is that if it was meant for you, you will run into it at an Uber deal. It happens. You know that.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, did you expect to get that, Gomez?
No way, huh?
You know
no
what I'm
way,
saying?
Man.
So?
So excited that I got that. That was the, like, I still have him. I opened him
you
one
better.
Time just to look at him and, you know. He's such a beautiful
the
figure,
the day I don't
man.
See him on your shelf, I want 10% and I'm going to look at your eBay account.
I'm never getting rid of that figure.
Yeah, that was special. You know,
that was
a but
you know, he blew just looked like that Blake figure. That Blake figure is still an awesome piece, man. Too man, like that SCCC Blade Fitter is still high. It's already still up there to $450 to $500. Still selling for.
Yeah.
But with that, now you know the Street Gomez. You know, he comes with different accessories than the other one came with. Besides his head, he has the same head but different color heads, eyes. He comes with a cool green jacket. He comes with jeans. He comes with his Converse sneakers. He comes with a purple boombox that he could open up and could put his weapons.
Oh, is he Converse though?
Yeah, he has some Converse, the black and white Converse.
Yeah,
I love it.
I guess they have an affiliate. That's pretty cool. So they work together. That's nice.
He has, what else he has? I think he comes with the hoverboard. I'm thinking he comes with the hoverboard.
I believe he does this version. But
and you know what?
They complained about that with the last edition. It was supposed to have it. And then...
See, oh,
like
yes, yeah, yeah, exactly, because he does come with the hoverboard. I see it right now in the promotion with all the accessories he comes with. And... Yeah, because in the agent edition, he came with this little slip, and it tells you it's the accessories, and they actually had a hoverboard on there, but he didn't come with it. So this is the figure that comes with it.
They should sell the hoverboard separately for those that didn't get it.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
people could sell that hoverboard for how much money, you think?
Yeah, I know. They are going to, they like to piece these figures out together, and they make a hot shitload of money.
Of course.
And you know what? I want to give a shout out to the photographer of this. His name is D Amazing. I follow him on Instagram, and I've met him a few times. Really good person, and he's the one who did the action shots for this new figure. So shout out to you, D. Yeah, he's really, really good, respected fellow in the toy community.
Oh, man, wait till they start seeing your photos.
Oh, man, I need to get back on my shit. And
so I remember just the little photos that you sent me that you allowed me to share. Got so much love, bro. So, you know, you got a skill, man. Get it done.
Definitely will get it done. So, you know what I'm going to talk about right now is going to be the one of your favorite characters.
Which one?
And I know you like this guy a lot. I remember back in the day, you had a lot of his comic books. And we're going to talk about the anniversary 80th year Hulk SDCC exclusive.
Yeah.
And there's actually two of them. So we're going to get both of them.
Well, which one are you going to talk about first?
First, we're going to talk about the single issue carded one that he's just, it's a Hasbro. It's exclusive to SDCC only. So we're going to tell you he comes with the crush pipe and he comes with the vintage packaging, which is a really, really cool piece.
Yeah, when
think.
He says vintage, he ain't telling you what he mean. He mean Toy Biz type cardboard, the Toy Biz cardboard. That shit is crazy. And he looks so dope and angry.
He looks amazing, man. He comes with a crushed pipe. His face looks really, really cool. Hasbro's doing their freaking thing this year, man. Like, honestly, like, I love what they're coming up. I've been going crazy with the Jim Lee X-Men. That's what I've been going crazy with lately. When it comes to Hasbro, like,
yeah.
I have almost all of them. This is new, actually, pack that came out. It was the Family Matters pack. It was Magneto. Silver Surfer. No, I'm sorry. You hear me? Silver Surfer, Magneto, Quicksilver, and Scarlet Witch. And it was an Amazon exclusive, and they just started shipping. They changed the date. Sorry, I went off topic with the SCCC exclusive, but this has to do with Hasbro.
Yeah.
But it was an Amazon exclusive, and people were so excited because they were going to ship like later next month, and everybody just got them out of nowhere for an email from Amazon. Everybody just started getting them yesterday. So everybody just started posting these cool, cool pictures of Magneto and and his family. But back to the Hulk, man, he's also a really cool figure that I think that might be another one you have to add to your luggage. But
yeah, man, this is $34.99.
Yeah, this is actually one of the most expensive carded figure of by himself that I've seen Hasbro release. I guess because they usually go for $24, $20 around
how
there.
Big is it? I don't see anything about the size. Do you know how big the figure is?
The Hulk is size is a little bit bigger than the average Marvel Legends sizes, but these guys like this are heavy, so maybe that's what it is. It's a heavy figure, so that's why they're charging, you know, for that, maybe. I'm not sure, but
yeah, but he looks dope, man. I like that a lot.
He looks really cool, man. And you know what? You should see the other one. I know you have a picture of this one on your desktop. This one is really cool. It's from the first appearance of Wolverine, I believe.
Yeah.
181.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so,
and it's
actually 180. People.
180. Yes. You're correct.
No. You're correct. Yeah. Exactly. Right. It's 180. Full appearance from head to toe. How are you telling me that's a cameo? No, you saw from head to toe. But whatever. People consider 181. But thank you for agreeing with me, Chris. But 181, yeah, is the one that they consider the official because it's a cover appearance and a full story.
I love this figure, man. It looks really cool. I think that this is not an SCCC exclusive. This one's not. So anybody get their hands on this, I think GameStop.
Go ahead. It says it is an exclusive for SDCC.
It is?
Yeah, Entertainment Earth is gonna have it. And this particular set, at least on Entertainment Earth, is $60. But at the convention, they promised something of a discount. So it'll probably be anywhere from $50 to $55.
Oh, man. I didn't know it was...
But it's what they're saying on the website. Maybe it's not because I'm also seeing... Because this is the 80th anniversary series. And now I see that GameStop has it, too.
That's what I'm thinking. It's only exclusive to GameStop.
No. All right. It's going to be exclusive to the con, meaning that you have early access.
Oh.
Otherwise, the figure, for example, at GameStop won't be released until September. Keep in mind, Diego is in July.
Okay, so we got early access to
early
it. That's
early access and exclusivity to having it first.
But it's going to be a worldwide figure.
Yeah, exactly. Entertainment Earth apparently is the one of the exclusive partner for the distributorship of the figure. They're going to have it come out in their stores in August. But again, SCCC is in July. You have first dibs.
Nice. That's a beautiful two-pack, man. I love the way they both look. I'm a huge Wolverine fan, and I have a lot of Wolverine figures, and... he's definitely on.
Wow.
I don't know why I have Wolverine. That's something I just realized. I do have a lot of Wolverine figures.
Somebody already on eBay right now pre-order for $95 with $20 shipping.
Oh my god! Is that you
already?
Know what it is? This retro wave.
Oh, Chris!
What's
somebody
up?
Is selling a two-pack set, and I would do this one. It's the first Apple Wolverine, right? And then. They are including a Colossus and Juggernaut one.
That's what I was about to mention.
Dude, $110 for both.
Wait. Can you... Damn, we should send me that link.
I'm going to send you that link. Don't worry. On your Facebook stream right now.
Yeah.
So, because, dude, the sale is awesome. The figure looks fantastic. This 80th year series, thanks for putting me on.
Dude,
you're making me look even deeper and deeper into this right now.
They just revealed, and let's get to the 80th anniversary stuff because they just revealed, and I love, like I said, I love the Jim Lee stuff, and they just revealed a new 80th anniversary wave, which includes.
It's a wave.
Yes, it's a wave of. It's X Factor Cyclops. It's a blue and white. You see it?
No, I found something else that's going to blow your mind. The OG Captain America, Iron Man, Thor.
Oh, my
Individual
God. Yes,
figures.
The old school.
Yeah.
The old school. Yes, yes, yes. That's really cool. The Thor looks amazing with his classic outfit. The Captain America looks awesome.
One of my favorite Iron Man suits. Oh my God, I gotta get that one. I said that Bob Layton one right there. Oh my God, I have to get this one. I have to get that figure, bro.
It's really cool. I love this 80 year stuff, man. They're coming out with some really. They're coming out with
$84 for pre-order.
Wow, for the whole wave?
No, for what?
Oh my God.
Wait. No. For the whole wave, yes. For the whole, for all three of them, $84 on pre-order. I'm going to send you this link too. Look what I'm finding for you here. And you're making me, thank God I'm broke. If I wasn't broke, I would be broke right now because of you. And then my wife would be beating me and cursing you out in the morning. Because what did you do to Alex? How dare you?
I wish I had money to get all of you guys, man, because they're so cool. Like I said, the 80th anniversary is coming out with a dimly storm that everybody's been dying for, because we had a storm freighter, but it wasn't the storm freighter we all wanted. We had the 80s looking storm with the Mohawk, and we didn't want that storm. You know, it's cool. It's a good storm freighter, but we wanted the Jim Lee storm, and they finally revealed it like a few weeks ago, and I'm so excited to get it. Like, I want, from that wave, I'm definitely going to get that Storm. I'm definitely going to get the Iceman. Definitely an updated Iceman, which
looks
really cool.
Yo, listen, I want, since you're trying to make me an addict here of these toys, I want you to look at the links I just sent you for more of the anniversary series. Did you see any of those?
Let me check it out real quick.
You're going to flip right now if you haven't.
I'm checking. Oh, whoa. You sent me a bunch of links. All right.
Oh man.
I've seen the Colossus and wow. What? Wait, both of these for that price?
Look, yeah, that's the pre-order. Isn't that amazing? And you also keep looking. Look what's coming there, since you're such a Cap fan. You're gonna flip right now when you see that one. That is amazing.
Oh, wow. The Captain America and Peggy 80 years. That's freaking awesome.
Dude,
isn't
that dope? And look at the other one. That's my favorite right there. The last one I sent you.
The last one, all right.
That's the one I think I would do for Cap, dude, if they do this shit for real. I want this one. And it looks
what
like it's, in prelims right now.
Oh, with a bite.
Oh, amazing, right?
That one looks awesome. Yes. That's a good cap.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, there's 80 years of Marvel Legends. Yo, great. Yo, Hasbro is going to kill it, I think, with this set.
Definitely. That's why, man, you know what's so funny, Al? Like, it's so funny. Like, I was collecting Mezco, right? I was like, you know what? I'm not, collecting Hasbro Marvel anymore. Like, Mezco is so much superior. And then, like, honestly, I was like, fuck, man. They keep coming out with these fire-ass toys. And
yeah.
I'm like, I need to get these guys. I didn't drop the line, man. I'm still collecting Marvel Legends, man. Like, yeah, I have to keep collecting them. They're coming out with some nice pieces, man.
Yeah,
and
shout out to
you know
Hasbro.
What?
Send us reviews. We send the review ones, please.
That, and they're fair prices, too, man. You know what I mean? Like, $20 figs. You know what I mean? If we can find them. That's the fucking thing. As if you can find them, because when it comes to these, they're not even exclusive. Well, they are exclusive. No, the 80 years, I don't think they're exclusive to. I think they're exclusive to GameStop, actually.
To
but
the
whatever.
Stores,
they're just so hard to find, man. Like, when it comes to collecting, like,
I believe
I
they
like
go to Entertainment
hunt,
Earth.
Man. You know what? That, like, I don't know. It's fun for me to hunt for the figures I want. I just don't want to go online. If I have no choice, I will go online and buy them. But I like to hunt for my figures. I don't know. It just makes me, I don't know, like, I can't explain it. It's a good feeling, dude. It's fun to figure there.
We're comic book fans, too, and I think comic book fans understand, real comic book fans understand that. You know, it's easy to go to eBay and buy something, but it's so much better when you're able to actually go and find it yourself. You fish
right?
it out of a
right?
box. You know,
I like doing that, man.
It's the nature of us hunting.
We like
to hunt. And for me, you know, I guess you 100 there, but it's all about the hunt, man.
It is, man. Like I said, I could go online and easily buy it, but I don't. You know, I like
easy.
To find it in the store. You
so
know?
It is. It's easy. And then you want to haggle if you have to.
Yeah. And that's what Danny might. That's what Danny does, our brother. He's freaking... goes online. I'm like, I tell him to hunt for something for me. And he's all dead online. I'm like, damn. Like,
yeah, no,
I live in Pennsylvania and there's fucking shit on this town, man. it's hard.
No, absolutely not. I think you're wrong there because from what I understand, the community's pretty big over there. You just got to find the right spots. If you send me your zip, I got to have your zip code again. And I bet you I find you some good spots that you wouldn't even believe.
Dude, you know what's kind of big over here? And you know what I found for $5 a piece, man? I saw somebody post something on Facebook. I live in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, and there's this group on Facebook where they have like a yard sale and whatever. So there was a huge flea market going on, and I saw somebody post a picture. I saw a box of Marvel Legends. That's all the fuck I saw. I was like, holy crap, I see a box of Marvel. So I was like, you know what? I have to go to the flea market. So I made my girlfriend and sister drive me over there. And I was looking for the table. And I was like, man, I can't find that table, man. So I was like, last minute, I'm going back to the car. Like, I see a bunch of toys. I'm like, I think that's the table. I freaking ran, almost broke my ankle running to the damn thing. And I actually saw the boxes I was looking for, and it was a X-Men Deadpool. Like I said, I love the X-Men. So it was an X-Men Deadpool. He had like an X-Men outfit that says X-Men on it. And it was a Lady Deadpool. Dude, I got them for $5 a piece, bro.
Nice.
And those are like $15 to $20.
Chris, all right. You know I'm a G.I. Joe guy, right?
Yeah.
You need to come out here to my crib during a Northeast Comic Con. Shout out to Gary Summers. He runs the show. He had a vendor there that was selling toys galore. He-Man, G.I. Joe's, Transformers in the box, out the box, loose, whatever. He was going to sell me two Cobra Hiss tanks and the Dreadnoughts Jeep, you know, that looks like the Mad Max truck vehicle. All three pieces for $30.
What?
Yeah, and that was two Cobra Hiss tanks. He goes, oh, I see you love these. He goes, the vehicles I don't care about. And then, you know, he had a He-Man. He had ranges of He-Mans from anywhere from $30 to $100. He says, yeah, you want to see the ones that look good? Dude, this nigga opened up a bucket of toys, and he had like 60 He-Mans in there, like 30 Skeletors, all different conditions.
Oh, my God.
All
That's
different
crazy.
Conditions. I'm like, what? I need to come back with money.
Well, I need to go over there with you with
I
money.
I need a He-Man. I need a Skeletor. And I want my Cobra Hiss tank because downstairs
Dude.
I have an OG Crimson Guard figure, which is the real driver. And I have
him
in mint condition. You know me. Those are the only toys I saved from you that I was able to take away from you guys.
And you know what? So you just talking about He-Man and Skeletor. I just recently sold a He-Man and Skeletor that I just breaked my heart to sell it, but you know, at the time I needed to sell it, you know, times are hard at times. And it was a He-Man and Skeletor from Super 7. It's when Super 7 got the license to get the He-Man figures.
Yeah.
And I sold them, you know, I bought them for $30 in 2015, and the second Gravity was really expensive, and I was able to sell them for, like, I think $110 a piece, I think it was.
Ooh, fire.
Yeah.
That
I could have got a little bit more if I waited a little bit longer since the movie's coming out soon and all that, but you know what? It's all good. You know, it's for a good reason.
Visit the comiccrusaders.com website. Look at the sidebar. I list all the shows that we attend and are blessed to go to. And the next Northeast is there. If you can plan around coming that time, I'm telling you, bro, you will bring home so many toys just from this one guy.
Yeah.
They got nothing vintage, in box, or loose.
Nice.
But dope
stuff. You know what? I'm definitely down for that, but it's just a matter of bringing those toys back into my apartment.
Even a podcast, I'm still talking your secrets, how you sneak it in. And Crystal, listen.
No.
Blow up spot, yo. Shout out to Crystal.
No,
one time, it's funny you say that, a little off track for just a moment. I had received a drum piece that, I didn't want. It was an error. The company told me to keep it. But, I don't have a whole drum kit, so I wound up putting this on Craigslist, and some guy hits me up. And he we meet someplace. I show him the drum. He goes, "Awesome, dude." He goes, "Do me a favor. Can you take the box? I'm just going to take the drum." I'm like, "All right, no problem. I'll take the box." And I'm like, "Why? Why can't you take the box?" He goes, "Nah, yo, I got to sneak this in and just like put it in part of my system so my wife doesn't notice. She doesn't notice." He goes, "I got to sneak it in and put it as part of my, like, install it, like, as soon as I'm there. Otherwise, she finds out." I'm like, "Damn, bro." He goes, "Yo, she only knew how much I spent." Like, "Damn,
oh,
bro."
Oh, my God.
It was so funny. Just dying. He's sneaking in drum equipment. How hilarious is that?
That's crazy. Hey, man, sometimes we have to do that, man. You don't want to hear the nagging. You don't want to hear the nagging.
Yeah, no, be a man, guys. Everybody, man, yeah. Let it be man. Let's be honest. Because, we're just going to get in trouble that way. If you buy shit, show them, "Look, I got this." Maybe lie about the price if you have to. And I say that as I look around.
You got it discounted.
Yeah. But at least show that you are, this is your hobby, that's all.
No,
be proud
sure.
of it. And, she got to accept that you have a hobby. At least it keeps you off the street and safe at home.
Absolutely right.
That's how you got to sell it, guys.
It's true, man. You're
it keeps
absolutely
me
right.
Safe, girl. I'm home. You know where I'm at. It's all for reading my comics. I'm good.
Oh, man. So let's jump into actually another SEC exclusives, which are...
Wait. I just want to say one more thing, Chris.
Go ahead.
But I see that our brother Danny posted that his daughter blessed him with a Freddy Krueger Cadillac for Father's Day.
Oh,
that is dope, dude.
You know what? A lot of people are looking for that car.
Word?
A lot of people are
doing, is it exclusive like that?
Yeah, it's really it was really cool, and a lot of people are still online trying to look for that car. That, "Oh, I need this. I want this. Where can I find it?" Oh, wow, it's really thoughtful car.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Well, yeah, shout out to Corey. That's an awesome find, mama. Jesus.
That's an awesome find, Corey, and great job finding
that.
Yeah,
man, I wish I had something like that. Right? Hell yeah.
And as I said, let's jump to another exclusive of we're going to jump into the Mattel. Another, we had the Slim Jim Macho Man is also Mattel, but they have some other stuff. And it's actually, this one's pretty cool. It's just, It's called The Strange Lives of Batman. It's called The Many Faces of Batman patch. It's a four patch, and it's a four patch, and it's a weird patch, man. Honestly, it has a classic Batman with the gray, the tight yellow belt, blue, and then they have, I call this one the Pride Batman because he's rainbow.
Rainbow. No, that's Rainbow Batman, though. He was a figure. That was a whole story. Grant Morrison, he evolved so many different versions, and he was definitely the... You gotta check that out. Rainbow Batman was a story, but Rainbow Batman also came out as a different type of character with different colors. Yeah, it's all different. It's all wild stuff. You gotta read into that.
Okay. I called him. I was like, well, he looks like, it was like Pride Day just passed, so I don't know. I thought it was something to do with Pride. And then there's Mr. Negative Batman. Mr. Negative, you hear me? I'm thinking about Spider-Man, sorry. Negative Batman, which is really cool. He has, a transparent body a little bit. Like, you can see it. It's really cool. He's all black. Really cool. And then there's a Zebra Batman. He's all, zebra striped out. And they all come with changeable heads, but you can't see them. They haven't revealed the changeable heads, but they do say it comes with changeable heads. So I don't know what are the changeable heads as yet, but they said there's four of them.
I wish I had changeable heads.
Tell me about it, man. And what else do they have? They have, which one? Oh, they have the Jurassic Park Legacy Collection with John Hammond, man. This figure is actually sold out. And I was a big fan of Jurassic Park as a kid. and I never had John Hammond figure, but this is kind of a really cool piece to have if you like Jurassic Park. And it's $15 if you go to San Diego Comic Con, but it's sold out online already. So
that's 15. That's fair.
Yeah,
I mean, you want that one too, right?
No. I can live with this. What I want is actually going back to Super 7. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention this. Remember, I was talking about the He-Man figures. Super 7 is actually coming out with, oh man, I know you actually put me onto this, I believe. Toxic Avenger figure.
Yeah, I saw you. Yeah, I remember, yep.
What, they're coming out with that? They're coming out with the Ren and Stimpy figure. They're coming out with a Voltron.
Stop.
Figure. I know Word. You love Voltron.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Nice.
Where is this, man? Man, I had it right here.
But Ren and Stimpy classic, dude.
Oh. Yeah, it is. Ren and Stimpy, Voltron, and this Toxic Avenger. They all look really cool. But I'm looking forward to, I really like the Voltron and the Toxic Avenger. I could pick all of them, honestly, man. But if I had to pick and choose, I would pick and choose the Toxic Avenger, and then followed by Voltron. They both look really cool, man. And I've always been a fan of Toxic Avenger.
They definitely capture Voltron fun. Toxy looks amazingly fun. Voltron looks dope. I love it.
Right?
Love it.
That was really cool. Actually, the pre-order's still open until next week, so if any of you guys want to get it, it's open until Sunday, and they're $30 plus shipping and all this. Well, I don't know how much Ren and Stimpy is, honestly. I'm sorry. I don't know how much Ren and Stimpy is, but I want to look at Toxic Avenger because he's the one who really, really stood out to me. He's $30. Altogether, you'll probably be end up paying $40.
I know why it was, because it says Toxic Crusaders.
Toxic Crusaders, you know it. That's Birdie. He looks really cool. I like him a lot, man. And he is, yeah. Wait, what? The pre-orders were open to six. Yeah. They're open to six.
The Ren and Stimpy looks cool, though. I mean,
yeah, they do look cool.
I was a fan of the show, so, you know, I appreciate them. They're nice.
They were funny. They were, like, really graphic, man. It was a cool show.
That's what we're missing. That, you know, when they would do the close-up scenes, I love that style of animation, and I met an artist over the course of the weekend at Scaricon, where we won our podcast award, and he was really awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations on that again, Al, for winning the podcast award. That's really, really awesome.
Thank you, man. It's a lot of hard work, and it feels like at least, you know, some validation to what we do. People are listening, so thank you to everybody that listens, man. Love you.
That's
appreciate
awesome,
it.
Man. That's real. I was so proud when you showed me a picture of that. I was like, wow, that's amazing. Good stuff, man.
I think not. Nah, and we're going to get you an award next. Don't worry.
Uh-huh.
What else we got
over here, man?
I know what you wanted to show me. I mean, the one that you showed me earlier, if you want to start closing out, right?
Oh, yes.
This was amazing. Those Mafex figures, dude.
Yes, the Mafex figures.
Dude, I don't know what you're starting with, but whatever you start with, it doesn't matter because they're both fire.
Well, I'm going to start with the Hush of Batman. That's a really, really, really cool. Mafex is actually really stepping up their shit, man. I don't know why. I think they're like, you know, like we said, competition is good. So,
yeah.
Mezco bringing up the competition. Honestly, Mezco's really bringing up the competition on these figures because a lot of figures are coming out of Onceswells that are coming with a lot of cloth pieces, you know, a lot. I'm telling you. And it's because Mezco started something, man. You know what I mean? And now these toys, this Batman Hush is awesome because of the cloth cape. I don't know how many points of articulation. It's always the word in Japanese or whatnot. There's three heads. He has two mean faces in his Bruce Wayne head.
Yeah.
But it's a really cool. Hello?
That looks great. It looks fantastic, this figure. Because of the cape, definitely the heads. Now, I know before you mentioned about, you know, that other company where you thought that, you know, when you start replacing parts that had weak points, do you have any Mafex figures? And if so, does it have the same problem?
Actually, I had a couple Mafex figures, and I only had a problem with one, and it was an earlier figure. Actually, like I said, they stepped up a lot in the past few years, but they're stepping up a lot more now. And like this actually finished coming out in 2020. But the one I had a problem with was the Andrew Garfield, Amazing Spider-Man 2 action figure. Like I said, the pegs, same thing. Wrist pegs were kind of weak.
Yeah.
And they would break easily. And that's what happened to mine. His wrist peg broke. Can't fix it because I lost a piece. So that's one thing. But, you know, like I said, they stepped up their shit. So, you know, they're coming out with a lot of new toys. Like I said, I think we talked about it last time in our podcast, which was the Spider-Man main fence figure, and then I have not heard one complaint about that figure or breaking or anything like that. So they're really stepping up with their, you know, QC issues if they had any before, and they definitely stepped up on it.
That main fence Hush figure, though, is a beautiful figure. I see three different heads. Oh, man, and it looks like it has super posability, something that super. Definitely deserves to be on a bookshelf, because that particular design of the Batman from the Hush, I mean, you know, it's one of my favorite Batman versions, you know, kind of a throwback of, it's a great mix of a Neil Adams version, you know, with, you know, throwing in that Jim Lee, you know, flavor to it with the difference in the bat symbol. It's,
definitely.
It really shows it off. It's fantastic. I mean, unfortunately, I don't see how many different, I guess, accessories it has. Do you? Because the only thing I really see him holding right now, other than the fact that you have three heads, is a Batarang.
Batarang, and he has a different hand with Batarangs in his hand, if you see that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I see, really, but you know, we'll probably get some more news on it, because this was just recently released this week, just a couple of days ago, actually. The release date on this, supposedly April of 2020, so we'll see this next year.
And just to prove my point here about something, there's somebody that actually said, why has no one done a Neil Adams Batman with a yellow insignia yet? Do you know? Have they done one? And do you know which one I'm referring to when they say, you know, Neil Adams Batman?
Actually, I don't. If you could send me a link of what Batman you actually are talking about, that symbol, I could tell you right away. Because there's a lot of Batman figures, and I've seen plenty of Batman figures.
It's coming right now. Hold on, bro. You know, Al Mega, he finds shit quick. He's gonna send it over even faster, because that's what Mega do. That's why I'm Al Mega. People don't understand. Right? Yes, Alflex and everything is fantastic.
Got that right.
Oh, yeah. Actually, after we do the Mayfex, look at that picture. Oh, my God. I think I didn't send it a picture. I'm an asshole. Hold on. I was supposed to attach a picture. Here it goes. Tell me if you've seen that Batman as a figure anywhere. And then after the Mayfex, I know you wanted to talk about a show that we didn't mention yet, and then we can close out with that.
Actually,
you see that?
Yeah, they haven't made, I get what you mean. They were going to come out with a Batman like this. NECA was going to do it.
Yeah.
2 years ago, but they canceled.
Why?
And the only one that I've seen with the yellow and Sonia like that is Mezco that
the Michael
came out
Keaton,
with.
Though.
What's up?
That's the Michael Keaton with the yellow, right? That's the one you're going to mention, right?
No, not Michael Keaton. No, there was a PS exclusive Batman, Dark Knight. Oh, whoa, you know what? No, it wasn't. It was Dark Knight Returns, actually.
Okay. So.
But there was, no, you know what? I haven't seen one like that, actually, man.
There you go, man. So that person has a point. Why haven't we seen this awesome version of a Batman as a figure?
Yeah, you're actually right. Absolutely right. I haven't seen one like that. NECA was supposed to come out with one, and they didn't, because they did have it. They looked exactly like that,
so
actually.
I just want to say then a shout-out to whomever is Dr. Kane on the Toy Arc website that actually brought that to people's attention. It's true.
Yeah, I haven't seen one, man. That's a good observation.
Yeah, and it would be actually, this version of a Batman is awesome.
Yeah, so this is definitely a must-get for me.
See, because for me, that's my Batman. That's my Batman that I grew up with. Up until, obviously, all the Bane stuff. Yeah, this is, you know, the version that I grew up with.
Right.
There we are.
That's
all right,
a nice figure.
Yeah, so before... Okay, so we're going to finish with the Batman. You know, it's not like having enough fresh just looking at Neil Adams' art. I know. He's great. What was the other Mayfex figure?
So the other Mayfex figure was just released. some promotional clips, which was released a couple of days ago as well, is this awesome Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls Xavier 6-inch. Freaking amazing, bro. Fucking detailed. Sick. It has his, he has a closed basketball jersey, his, you know, iconic 23 Bulls jersey with his red shorts. Oh man, he comes with knee pad, knee strap. He has, I mentioned Allen's before, he actually pointed it out. I told him, oh, I wish he comes with interchangeable sneakers, and he actually went down and looked at the promotional pitch. He actually comes with two. Hopefully, you know, they add these sneakers. I think they should add a couple more, honestly. You know, this could be a big Jordan head back.
Listen, don't you think that's a good idea, though? Because, guys, we were talking about this, you know, everybody that's listening, right before the podcast, we were, you know, admiring this particular figure. And Chris Crash, you know, was a huge sneakerhead, and still is. You know, I know you keep up on the culture at least, still, right?
With sure, all the time. I'm always on top of my
right?
shit.
So we were talking about, like, you know, why aren't sneaker companies also hooking up? Like, if you do a sports line like this, Mayfax, if you hook up with the sneaker companies, oh my god, and do the OG different sneakers, yo, what? Right? Right?
Maybe. Maybe so. And you know what? The sneakers are very, they look like the sneakers. There's one of them are the infrared OG sixes.
Oh, I love awesome. Those. Oh my god. I always wanted those, bro.
I'm so happy I own a pair, bro.
You
like,
bastard!
I'm like, those were, bro. I just love that black and red.
The baby of the family gets the good shit. The old man gets the, now I'm getting the fucking seconds.
Yeah, they're really cool. And then other,
if you ever want to sell those, let me know. You know,
yeah, I think you're my size still, right? Huh? Yo, you still got those Timberland like sneakers gave you, or no?
Definitely with the wee pocket,
Yo, those are expensive now, bro. They're definitely up there now.
Yeah, the Supras with the wee pockets are amazing, people.
Yo, those, y'all miss those Tims, bro. I'm watching kids back now. the other sneakers this guy Jordan comes with are Space Jam 11, I believe. Those sneakers I always wanted too. They actually came out.
Really, I never liked those.
Why? Those are the only ones. Like, I wasn't a huge fan of the number 11s, but that was the ones I want, actually. Because they like, that patent leather look, I kind of like it on that.
Just on that
specific sneaker, I like it. I don't like patent leather, but that specific sneaker, I think it looks good.
I like those, like you said, the OG6, whatever. Those are sneakers, my dude. Those are fire. But these right here, those Space Jams, nah. I don't like those
lines. This is a cool figure, man. I'm telling you, I'm definitely, this is on my watch list as well.
Exactly. Let's get back Jordan to the figure. The figure's fire.
Yeah. Fire. Dope. Like, Jordan played a big part of my childhood as well. I'm just watching TV all the time, so I definitely want to get this Jordan figure.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I think you're the only one of us in the family that is a basketball guy.
You know what? I fell off on the basketball. Like, I used to watch a lot, and then I just, I fell off on basketball.
Yeah, I'm still, you know, getting into other stuff.
Like football, same thing. I used to be into football, same thing. I fell off on football. My favorite
football
was the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Come on, I need somebody to help me feel better when our boys don't do shit.
Who's your boys? You know, honestly, you know who were? Mine were the Pittsburgh Steelers, man.
Oh, and now you're there, bastard. Get away from me.
I know, right? I'm there and I'm here too, right?
Go big.
You know, I'm tired of these motherfuckers winning the Patriots, so fuck them.
And I'm in Beantown, so it's horrible. Like, what I got
You guys here with the Boston Red Sox.
Listen, in Spanish I call them Las Mierdas Rojas. Send any hate mail.
Yo, you should go. You should go to a Boston Red Sox game and wear a full freaking Yankee outfit. Would you do it?
I have been warned by the 13th Crusader. That's the last thing I want to do.
That's the last thing. Oh man. This is, we had a great talk on all the upcoming stuff.
No, we're not done yet. Because there's something I know you wanted to talk about, and I actually do want to get your opinion, because, you know, I raised my brothers on horror, and I'm happy that DC did this show.
Yeah.
You know, and I know you wanted just to mention a little bit about it. So get into it, but I know you wanted to talk about it. So finish up with this.
We're going to end it with this. Yeah. Well, what just came out recently, the Swamp Thing on the DC streaming services. Yeah, right? Oh, it's amazing. If you guys have not watched this Swamp Thing, I've seen the first episode. The first episode already got me hook. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it was, right?
It was great. And if you guys haven't watched it, this is something that it's, you know what, you watched it for the first season because it's the only season we're going to get.
Unfortunately,
you know, but it's definitely really cool, man. It's, you know, I'm sad that it's only in one season, but it's definitely really cool. It has potential, man.
Let me ask you, were you familiar with Swamp Thing prior to this show?
Listen, I used to watch Swamp Thing movie back in the day. Remember the old 90s? I think it was
Oh, man,
like
it was so horrible. I mean, the makeup was awesome. It's still with the Bernie Wrightson Swamp Thing, but it was just horrible.
Dude, that's how I remember Swamp Thing. Like, I had action figures, but I never read the comic books as a kid. I just remember Swamp Thing as watching the movie.
Listen, read the comics, please. Listen,
I wanted to get that Walmart one they had. They had a Walmart.
Yeah, I actually found that one. You still got that Batman for me, right?
I still have it for you, bro. Still here, safe. Talking about Batman and Superman.
Oh, you should have told me. I just went to a Walmart, and there was a Swamp Thing one there still.
Oh, there was?
All right, next time I go, if it's still there, it's yours.
They took the comic books out of my side already. There's no more.
Yeah, because now they that whole Walmart thing is over. DC has decided to not, you know, do this on the regular distributorship going to regular comic shops. So it's no longer going to be a Walmart exclusive. So if you can find those Walmart exclusives, you know, they're still going to be handy to have. You know what I mean?
Nice. Yeah.
Mass collectibles that are no longer going to be available there exclusively. No more Walmart stamp on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, gotcha.
But again, so you're not
familiar with
the comic.
What do you think about this show, man?
Listen, I love Swamp Thing. It's one of my favorite characters growing up. You know, it was Conan. It was Swamp Thing. It was
nice.
G.I. Joe, to be honest. You know what I mean? That I read a lot of, you know, growing up. And then I got into the X-Men and Cap. So, and Swamp Thing was definitely up there as well. It was as I began to check out this Swamp Thing and Blue Devil, which blows my mind that Blue Devil was going to may show up here. Because I love those cheesy characters. And people make fun of me, you know, like the Firestorm and all. But so what? I love those stupid characters. They're great. They're powerful, actually. But I'm
happy,
and Blue Devil, that's a great little story. Now, you know, I can't wait to, if this happens this season, I'm going to get so mad that we're not going to get a season two. But
man,
it's fantastic. You know, they capture that Bernie Wrightson style of the Swamp Thing so perfectly. They chose the great Abigail Kane. Oh, man. Yes, perfect. Woo. You know, the Anton, great actor that really
great
personifies Anton.
The cinematography is great too. The way it's filmed,
is
everything.
Beautiful. The swamp is beautiful, and the fact that they're, you know, as a comic fan, that I see, you know, that it's riddled with the new 52 stuff of the rot, you know, and then the green. I can't wait to see if we, you know, in this season, get to see the Parliament of the Trees. You know, do we get to see the red as well, which is blood, you know, life. Green, this rot, which is death within that storyline. I mean, within here, you know, there was still a possibility to bring an Ant-Man. Since the season's not over, it is only 10 episodes. You know, will Animal Man, I mean, be also introduced here? I mean, it'll be.
Nice.
I mean, all those things, the possibilities are lost because of an error in accounting, from what I understand. You know, I'm so upset. And DC or some DCU, please step up. It's so, yo, this show is so worth it. I think this is the
hopefully
best one.
We...
Titan was amazing, I thought. And then Doom Patrol came out and it blew my mind. And then we had Swamp Thing. I'm like, oh my God. You know, DCU streaming is doing a fantastic job, in my opinion. So
that's
sad
good.
That this one is the casualty, though. I can't believe that this one is the casualty.
That sucks, man.
It looks
maybe hopefully, you know, they work out something or they come out with something different, another horror like Constantine or something. It would be really great to see.
Blue Devil with Ian Ziering. I mean, you know, he paid his dues with Shark Tank with all those shitty movies, you know, and he was about to become Blue Devil. Again, if I see him here, I'm going to be so happy and make sure to look for that first step, which I believe is in the Firestorm series as a backstory where we get the first appearance of Blue Devil.
Yeah,
see, you talk toys,
something.
But I talk comic. Wow.
Yeah, you're a comic dude all day.
Don't call me the comic dude. Oh shit, though. You know, I may have the ponytail, but I don't have the panza. All right, Chris, man. This is so awesome, bro. I love hanging out with my baby brother of the family.
I know we wanted
to call into our middle bro. Unfortunately, he got a nap because he got third shift, like many of us. And so hopefully we'll have him on, Daniel, back on our podcast. Yeah, so shout out to
you. He's definitely a character. He's definitely a character, and he's all into horror. So I'll try to definitely get him on in our next podcast for sure.
When he says that he's a character, folks, you don't understand. We don't know which version of D you're getting. That sounds nasty, too, his version of D.
I know, right?
Wear rubber, folks. It's going to be nasty when he comes on.
Anyway, but thank you guys for tuning in, and we covered a lot of news today. I hope you, I hope you enjoyed listening to us, and I hope I gave you a lot of news of what kind of attitude to look forward to if you are going to San Diego Comic-Con, or, if you just try to get your hands on them through eBay, secondary market, or whatnot. But there you go. I gave you a lot of information, and hopefully you guys can use it. And thank you for tuning in again. Thank you, Alex, for being here, as always.
Well,
all right, guys. Take care, guys. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next podcast in a few weeks from now. Later, guys.
This is an official Undercover Capes podcast.